You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 249. Hello to all my lovely podcast listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Give Grief a Chance. I hope that you're all doing well, and as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. Quick reminder about my journal, which is called Giving Grief a Voice, and it's a beautiful gift that can help to guide and support you through your grief. It's filled with writing prompts, breathing exercises, self-care tips, and much, much more. And you can find it on Amazon. So on this week's episode, I'm talking about cognitive dissonance and grief. You might be asking, what the heck is cognitive dissonance? I know it's a mouthful, but stick around, because understanding it can truly transform your journey through grief. So, cognitive dissonance is when a person holds two or more contradictory beliefs at the same time. You know, it's that uncomfortable feeling when our beliefs or attitudes clash with our behaviours, and in the context of grief, it can be that tug of war between accepting the loss and clinging to what was. You see, our brains try to reconcile these conflicting thoughts and emotions, and it's not always pretty. And you can experience it when what you decide to do contradicts your values, morals, or beliefs. And as we know, when someone you love dies, your life changes. So let's look at an example here. Let's say you're about to retire and you and your spouse have it all planned out. You've saved up money to travel to those places that you've always wanted to visit. You'll be spending more time with the grandchildren, doing some gardening or pulling out those watercolours and doing what you love. And you're excited because you believe that it's going to happen just the way you've planned it. And in your mind, you see, you formed a concrete belief of what's coming next for you both. But suddenly, your spouse dies before you even get to retire. Now that totally contradicts your strong beliefs for the future, and it starts to create mental tension between what should have been and what is. You see, when we experience a significant loss or trauma, our brains go into overdrive, and the amygdala, which is our emotional center, goes into hyper alert mode, and that means that the prefrontal cortex part of the brain, which is responsible for rational thinking, now has to take a back seat. And you see, this causes imbalance, which can leave us feeling overwhelmed, torn, foggy, even physically drained. You see, we humans crave balance and harmony. We like it when our thoughts, facts, behaviours and attitudes all align nicely. But when they don't, this causes cognitive dissonance. Now, another quick example is, let's say you drink alcohol every night and you may feel guilty because you know that you're drinking too much and it's not good for your health. You know you should cut back or even stop. You see, drinking alcohol creates conflict with your belief system. Now, if you're experiencing cognitive dissonance, the chances are you'll be feeling a wide range of emotions, especially when thinking about your actions or decisions in comparison to your beliefs and attitudes. And quite often it's guilt and shame that pop up first, because you know you're going against your belief system, and this can cause you to hide your decisions and your feelings or actions from others. And as many of us know, grief isn't just an emotional roller coaster. It's a full body experience. Mentally, we may struggle with concentration, memory loss, and decision making. Emotionally, we're hit with waves of sadness, anger, heartache, guilt, and sometimes even relief. And physically, grief can manifest as fatigue, insomnia, headaches, body aches, even weakened immune system. So here are a few signs to look out for if you're experiencing cognitive dissonance. Now, one of the first signs is that feeling of uneasiness. You know, that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach, and where you start trying to justify and change your thoughts, but clearly your body is telling you something. And so what you're experiencing is cognitive dissonance. Or maybe you've made a decision and yet you need to make yourself feel better. You keep telling yourself that you've made the right choice even against a previous opinion. And so you feel that you have to comfort yourself because deep inside it doesn't feel good. Or maybe you ignore the facts, you turn a blind eye and you refuse to accept the truth. You don't want to hear it, or maybe you choose to act on impulse rather than logic, and you start acting irrationally, doing the things that you believe you'd never do. So you start to feel ashamed, and you have this inner battle between right and wrong because you know that you went against your belief. So what can we do to ease the burden of cognitive dissonance and move through grief with a little more ease? Well, here are 10 suggestions. First, acknowledge your feelings and give yourself permission to feel whatever comes up. And remember, all feelings are valid. Number 2, practice self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself and remind yourself you're doing the best you can. 3, seek support, whether it's from a support group, friends, family, grief coach or therapist. The bottom line is you don't have to go it alone. 4, express yourself. Do it in a way that works for you. If you feel like it, open up and have a chat with a good friend or in a support group, one that you feel comfortable in. Or you could try journaling, art, music, dancing. The important thing is that you find healthy ways to express your emotion. Number 5, stay present. Try to focus on the here and now. After all, that's truly all we have. And you know, when you do that, it stops you from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. 6, establish routines, because structure can provide some stability in turbulent times. And this means taking care of yourself even if you're not going out. Take a shower and dress, eat healthy food, make a small list of some daily activities, as this can help if you're feeling forgetful. Number 7, practice mindfulness. Cultivate awareness and acceptance of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Number 8, set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and say yes to what nourishes you. Saying no to someone is not rude or mean. It demonstrates that you know your limits. Number 9, nurture your body. Eat well, exercise, and prioritize sleep to support your physical health. And number 10, find meaning. Seek out purpose and connection in the midst of your grief journey. Well, there you are, folks. That was a very quick crash course in cognitive dissonance and grief. Remember, It's okay to struggle. It's okay to seek help. Keep moving forward one step at a time and know that healing is possible. So until next time, take good care of yourselves and give grief a chance. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, you can ask a question or share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And while you're over on my website, please check out my free gifts to you, because if you're having trouble sleeping, then there's a guided meditation to help you sleep. If you're feeling confused about this grief thing, then there's a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it. And if you're struggling with drinking way too much alcohol, then please download my new addiction journal, which you actually could use for anything that you feel addicted to. So please feel free to use them. And if you'd like to purchase my journal, you'll also find a button that you can click and it'll take you right to Amazon. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it, like it and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram, Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, please never be afraid to give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.